Operators of cold stores will soon be required to obtain licenses to cover their businesses. According to the Food and Drugs Board, a report on compliances by cold storage facilities has revealed that majority of them in Accra and Tema are operating under unhygienic conditions. The head of Animal Products and Biosafety Department of the FDB, Dr. Mohammed Alfa, has been telling Radio Ghana about the conditions that necessitated the licensing regime.
The products that they store in their facilities are supposed to be frozen material, and these products should always have their cold chain unbroken at any time. It should always be maintained. This is because these products are highly perishable products. We are talking about products like meat, like fish, like chicken. We are a net importer of these products, and they store them and then they distribute them. We have to ensure that whatever they do within these facilities are such that the safety of the products are guaranteed before they get to the final consumer.
What are the requirements that you are coming up with?
First of all, we feel that you should have the desired freezing equipment depending on the size of your storage facility. Second thing, because of our peculiar situation where our electricity supply is not constant, and since it is important that for the safety of such perishable products, the cold chain is to maintain all the time, we are requesting that if you want to be in the business of cold storage facilities, then you should have as well a standby generator. A generator that is of the desired capacity depending on your storage facility, and also a functional one.
You were talking about bulk storage. Does that mean small storage facilities like we have in the kiosks and shop are not part?
At the moment, we are not handling those who just have kiosks and shops where they have refrigerators inside where you can open a closet. No, that's not what we're talking about. We are starting from the container size. They come in already as a refrigerated container up to the real bulk ones in Tema who serve as the primary cold storage facilities. When the ship arrives, they unload the confinement into these primary facilities. Then they also distribute to the secondary facilities. They also distribute to the tertiary facilities. We are not talking about the tertiary facilities. We are talking about the secondary and the primary ones.
You also mentioned toilet facilities as part of the requirement.
Yes, we mentioned toilet facility. There are so many other things we mentioned, but including toilet facilities as well. This is because in the food industry, it is international best practice to have your own toilet where you can maintain the sanitation within the toilet, where you can ensure that there's provision of flowing water, there's provision of soap for those who go in to wash their hands before they come out, provision of material that they can use to dry their hands before they come out. And not only that these toilets must be there, they must be maintained always. We've also discussed with them the need to have all their workers medically certified to handle food.
Dr. Mohammed Alfa, head of Animal Products and Biosafety Department of the Food and Drugs Board.